Michelle Spring, she's over in the newsroom right now. She has headlines for us, and we'll get to those. Michelle, go ahead. No, not ready? We'll wait a second here. As I'll stall for a moment. Michelle, okay, now you're ready. Perfect. No, it's all right.
Sorry, I was working on something else.
No, I know you were. Okay. Instagram, probably.
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Area schools will be hosting senior prom, and a local agency is reminding that parents who host lose the most, addressing a leading factor behind underage drinking. The Tuscarawas County Personal Family and Counseling Agency is reminding teens and parents that prom and other teenage parties with alcohol does not mix. The awareness program brings insight into underage and binge drinking in communities and sends a message to parents who provide alcohol about the health and legal damage it can cause. A large piece of equipment received damage at an afternoon blaze at Kimball Landfill yesterday. No one was injured during the fire at the business on State Route 39. Employees acted quickly by using equipment to move the shredder out of a pavilion-like building to ensure the fire didn't spread. Captain Mosier points out that the cause of the blaze is undetermined due to the many components inside the engine. Cost of the machine at a used price is listed around $250,000. Those are your 7:30 headlines. I'm so all over the place right now because you caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't ready over here. I was working on something else at the moment. No, it's all right. Trust me. We're just having fun.
Okay, good.
No big deal. NBD. No big deal. Hey, I heard you mention a Pulitzer Prize winner coming to the Dover Public Library.
Yes,
right?
When is the 26th.
That's when that's happening.
Next Thursday.
By the way, that night is the night of our Big Z Sports draft party for those who want to attend. Bottoms Up Bar and Grill in Strasburg, second annual draft party, presented by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram right there in Dover. Thought I'd squeeze that in there since you said Thursday, April the 26th. But no, yesterday they did hand out all the Pulitzer Prize awards for the 2017 winners.
Ooh, anyone good on the list?
Cincinnati locally won a Pulitzer Prize for local reporting. Their stories on the city's heroin epidemic. They did like a week-long series on that.
Oh, wow.
Should see some pictures of how those folks celebrated there in the newsroom at the Cincinnati Enquirer. Nationally, though, for journalism, New York Times, they won for stories about the disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Of course, we all know what happened there. No need to go into detail,
nah,
right? Washington Post won for investigative reporting for the Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, his sexual harassment allegations. Basically, you write about somebody sexually assaulting someone or harassing someone,
you're going to win an award.
You're going to win a Pulitzer Prize, ladies and gentlemen. National reporting, New York Times again, and the Washington Post. I can say they had to split this award for their deeply sourced stories, I use air quotes, on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Still, they haven't found anything, just hearsay, rumors, everything else. But one of the most notables, Kendrick Lamar, rapper, won a Pulitzer Prize for music, making history, first non-classical or jazz artist to ever win that prestigious award.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Of course, a Pulitzer Prize is just an award handed out to folks who had the best, I don't know, whether it be music, literature, journalism, you name it. That's what they hand them out for. Now, listen, some musicians have won a Pulitzer Prize before. Bob Dylan, one of them. Hank Williams, another. But not for music. They won the Pulitzer Prize for something else. So, Kendrick Lamar. First non-classical or jazz artist. I thought that was kind of interesting.
No country artists on there?
No, ma'am. No country artists.
Boo.
Well, Hank Williams, he's won one before, but like I said, not for music.
Right.
For other work that he has done. Hey, last hour I mentioned, don't be mad at these meteorologists, okay? There's nothing they can do.
People do get really upset about it.
There's nothing Jeff Exline or Miss Stephanie Allison or Kevin Carter. There's somebody else there, too. I forget his name. I think it's Adnes Suco. You never heard of him before. He's like,
nope.
He's their part-timer.
Oh,
you may be blessed to hear. Actually, I think it's Addis. Addis or Adnes? I don't know. Forgive me. But anyway, this story is great. Right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're miserable anyways because they have to live in the state of Michigan, right?
That in itself is...
Yeah. that
to be said
for to live up there. I mean, come on, you presumably are a Wolverines fan, which would just make life miserable. But anyway, this forecaster, this meteorologist at a local news station in Grand Rapids, he's had it. He's had enough with not only people maybe sending him emails or good old snail mail or probably nowadays an Instagram message, an Insta message, right? They reach out to him on social media or whatever about, oh, the forecast sucks, blah, 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 this, that, right?
Yeah.
And then even the other reporters, his coworkers, were giving him a hard time. But he's had enough, right? No more. He kind of went off on the air the other
day. Could be worse.
Yeah.
Has been worse. Well, because you guys are dragging me down. You guys keep... Well, every time I get done with the 7 day, you guys are like, oh, gosh. Oh. Every time.
Oh,
doesn't matter what time I come on. 4:30, 5:30, 6:30.
Not his fault.
And then you expect me to be chipper for 5 straight hours. It's miserable.
Well, what are you supposed
to do? I want you guys to say, wow, that's great news. It's going to be 60 on Friday. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Lie to you? I'll put 70 every day next time.
This guy, he's at it. He's like, there's nothing I can do. Grand Rapids, their local Fox station. Meteorologist, he's had enough.
Man, thank you. Mr. Davis appreciates it. He knows when to bundle up.
Yep.
Here's some wind. Here's some temperature, 20s. Feels like 19 or feels like 70. I don't know. 47, partly cloudy, southwest breeze 10 to 15. Here's a 60. I don't know if that's good enough for you guys. Get excited. Maybe I'll disappoint you with the 7 day here in a few minutes.
And that's how he ended it right there.
Wow.
Yeah, he's had enough, though. He can't do anything. Nothing he can do. That's one of the most trending videos on good old YouTube right now. YouTube I am familiar with. Instagram.
Oh, well, that's good.
Not so much.
Wow.
But
those meteorologists, they do get the brunt of a lot of people's angst.
Do they not?
Yeah. It's not their fault. They're just telling you what's going on.
Yeah. They get it worse than... lead anchors or sports anchors, I think. Those meteorologists, they have it tough.